this is your Polycast for Wednesday, April 11th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, another lawsuit challenging Michelle Fischbach's dual role and more complaining about Minlars. Minnesota Senate Republicans are slamming a new lawsuit challenging the Senate president. They say it's a waste of time and money. Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka said the effort to remove Senate President Michelle Fischbach from office is frustrating. A case filed yesterday by one of her constituents says Fischbach should be disqualified from the legislature because her other job as lieutenant governor violates the separation of powers clause of the Constitution. Fischbach's status is key because Republicans have a slim 34-33 majority in the Senate. Gazelka says it's unlikely the lawsuit will be fully decided before the May 21st deadline for the legislature to adjourn.
If we get past session, what is the point? We have another lieutenant governor and governor next January, no matter which side wins.
But the Senate's top Democrat says the lawsuit is about an important precedent. Senate Minority Leader Tom Bach says even if the new case isn't dealt with by the end of the session, the question about a lawmaker holding two political jobs needs to be settled.
The goal of this is not to disrupt the session or to throw the session into chaos at the end. The goal of the lawsuit is to resolve the constitutional challenge that we're presented with.
Fischbach and her defenders say the lieutenant governor has limited duties and doing both jobs is not a constitutional conflict. The State Board of Water and Soil Resources is expected to withdraw a proposal that could significantly increase fines for landowners who don't comply with the state's buffer law. The idea angered farmers, and now Governor Dayton has joined in the criticism. Dan Gunderson has more.
The state's buffer law requires farmers to plant strips of permanent vegetation along streams and ditches to protect water from pollutants. In the law, there is a penalty for farmers who don't comply, as much as $500 per parcel of land. Bowser proposed another option for enforcement, as much as $500 per foot of waterway without adequate buffers. Minnesota Corn Growers Association President Kirby Hetver was among those sharply critical of the idea.
The proposed penalties are quite severe, beyond excessive, in fact, for noncompliance. So that's really the red flag that caught our attention.
Hetver says penalties could quickly escalate to hundreds of thousands of dollars under the new option, and in some cases, the penalty would be more than the value of the land. Board of Water and Soil Resources staff said the proposed amendment was never intended to replace the per-parcel penalties or be used to collect large penalties, but was developed in response to a request from counties for additional enforcement options. The penalty proposal will be on the agenda when the board of directors for what's called Bowser meets Thursday afternoon. Board Chairman Gerald Van Amberg says he's been surprised by the harsh response, but it's all part of the rulemaking process.
That's the reason it was put out, though. You know, this is something that was put out to gather comment on, and we've received comment. Now the board will react to that comment, and I can't speak for the board, but I would guess that very likely that this will go away. It'll never be instituted.
The House Ag Policy Committee scheduled a hearing Thursday morning on the proposed rule amendment, but committee chair Republican Paul Anderson of Starbucks said Bowser staff had apologized to him for a lack of clarity and not communicating it very well.
I think it's going to be a lot of to-do over what I think is going to be nothing, because I don't think this is going to go anyplace because it's that bad. It's so onerous and expensive, potentially, that it's just going to create a lot of bad feeling if this were to go forward.
But Anderson said the furor in farm country over this proposed rule underscores the need for legislative oversight of agency rulemaking to ensure legislative intent is followed. Corn Growers President Hetver believes the confusion over the proposed rule adds to farmers' mistrust of state agencies.
We're going to have better communication, better transparency, better understanding of where an amendment like this came from and what possible good outcome could it have.
Van Amberg defended Bowser staff, saying the agency has been transparent throughout the buffer rulemaking process.
I think the Board of Water and Soil Resources just bends over backwards to get out and talk with stakeholders, to hear their concerns and hear how we should react.
Van Amberg doubts Bowser will make another attempt to revise buffer compliance penalties this year. Dan Gunderson, Minnesota Public
Radio. Minnesota lawmakers scolded a state agency leader for keeping under wraps a report that detailed missteps on the troubled licensing system known as MNLARS. Minnesota IT Services hired a law firm to investigate the official who was previously in charge of MNLARS and was later fired. The report, which NPR News first reported on last week, was the focus of a hearing held jointly yesterday by two state House committees. Tim Pugmire has the story.
The report focused on the performance of Paul Meekin, who held the title of Chief Business Technology Officer. It blamed him for failing to address known defects prior to the MNLARS launch last summer. During the hearing, Republican Representative Jim Nash of Waconia told Minnesota IT Services Commissioner Joanna Clyburn that he was concerned the report surfaced in the media and he didn't hear about it from her agency.
If it sounds like evasiveness and looks like evasiveness, it may be evasiveness. And I'm just wondering when we were ever going to hear about this report from you, because had it not been for the press, I don't believe we would have known.
Republican Representative Sarah Anderson of Plymouth, the chair of the State Government Finance Committee, said she too was left out of the loop.
The minute is actually under the State Government Finance purview, and yet you never bothered to call.
Commissioner Clyburn, who's only been on the job for 2 months, defended her agency's handling of the report. Clyburn said she told a key lawmaker that the report was completed, but she said no one in the legislature asked for it.
It would be up to the body to request that information. I would be violating the laws that were put in place by this legislature had I willy-nilly handed out that information, because it deals with an employee.
Clyburn told lawmakers that she was disappointed by the investigators' findings, but she assured them that big changes are underway to improve the decision-making structure and testing requirements related to MNLARS. Both areas were identified in the report as significant problems. Clyburn said it is unacceptable for a project launch to fail due to a lack of leadership and the ignoring of IT principles.
I have to create a culture that allows people to say this isn't right, or I don't have the resources I need, or I'm struggling, because then I can assess whether it's a capability issue, a resource issue, or a competency issue.
Clyburn said she would not and could not speak specifically about the performance of Meekin, whom she terminated last month. But in an unexpected twist, Meekin showed up for the hearing and was allowed to read a brief statement. Meekin told lawmakers that he disagreed with the allegations made against him in the report. He also claimed the premise of the investigation was fundamentally misguided because it focused only on him.
We will continue to see very damaging impacts to the people of Minnesota if the legislature and governor don't dig deep into the many roots of the many problems with state IT.
Meekin's comments were similar to those he issued in a written statement last week in response to the report's release. He had not previously spoken publicly about his termination. Lawmakers passed a measure last month to provide $10 million for MNLARS repairs. The total cost of the decade-long project is now over $100 million. The state agencies in charge of MNLARS are seeking another $33 million yet this session to make long-term improvements to the system. Covering politics, I'm Tim Pugmire at the Capitol.
And that's your Polycast for this Wednesday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom.